unfortunately, this government have failed entirely to live up to the billing they gave themselves in terms of actually delivering a new type of politics. And what we see here now is the minister actually looking towards a seat at the next election and trying to give out money, which should rightly be going to other places such as Letterkenny, in this particular instance, to towns in his own constituency. He's given out a grant of €500,000 for the Active Travel Town Scheme, which is a scheme designed towards encouraging more walking and cycling infrastructure around towns. He's given that, for example, to Thurles, where he's given €500,000 to them, despite the fact that Letterkenny scored much higher, where Letterkenny scored 65 marks out of 100 compared to 56 out of 100 for Thurles in an independent assessment from an expert group.
Is this not history repeating itself, though, because the same accusations were levelled at the likes of Dr. James McDade and John O'Donoghue from within your own party in the last decade or so?
There's no doubt in the past that that was the structure. However, this government have promised to do things differently. However, we're seeing that that is not the case. And in the past, for example, when Dr. Jim McDade became Minister for Tourism and Sport, he had to take measures to ensure that Donegal was brought up to speed in terms of getting our fair share, because we hadn't got our fair share in previous games. And many sports clubs across this county now, for example, have very, very good facilities which wouldn't otherwise be there if you hadn't done that. But what we need to see and what should be happening instead is that every county is being treated fairly, and particularly when there's expert groups being put in place, that the government actually follows them, not simply ignore them, instead to go about electioneering.